Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
What is it here? 7 past the hour. Where are you at this morning?
Where are you at?
I made it in. You got to get
I'm
up
here.
And get in.
I'm here.
Yeah, huh. You're here.
Let's see. Rich
Jennifer's
is here.
Ken's here.
Ken is here.
Mm-hmm. Missing one
I'm
person,
here.
I think. He'll be along in just a minute. This is the Doug Steffen Show, minus Doug Steffen.
Doug Steffen.
Momentarily. So Jen, Ken, and Rich are here with you. Kind of checking out what's going on. This, hey, listen, you've got to stick around for a couple of minutes here because we have Ali Velshi coming up to talk about this article that we discussed a few weeks ago on red light cameras and how you are getting it in the backside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from your local governments because they are retiming yellow lights to be able to try and get more money out of your front left pocket.
Yes, no. Front right pocket.
Drives
what's about you?
Drives me crazy.
All right, so that's Ali Velshi. You'll be here in a few
Velshi.
Minutes. Who?
Velshi.
What did I say? Velshi?
Velshi.
I don't sound too authoritative at all, do I?
No.
You didn't sound like even you believe that.
You're like, yeah, that's what it is.
I bet if you look that up, somebody will be able to look that up. Right on that. Okay, so I'm looking at a picture taken outside of a polling booth in Houston yesterday, and a man my age is holding up a sign that says, no men in women's bathrooms.
Yeah, so let's talk about this.
Vote no on Houston prop number one.
Because you've been very interested in what's going on in Houston, and so I did a little bit of
I was trying
research.
To get the story right, because I was thinking this
well,
was all over Texas.
We got it right. I mean, they voted this prop one down, but here's what they were calling it. They were calling it the bathroom ordinance, because opponents of the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance branded it the bathroom ordinance because it played up the argument that would allow men dressed as women to use women's restrooms. They even did a television ad featuring a little girl being cornered by a man in the restroom. So basically, this would provide transgender people a reason to use whatever
this
bathroom
is one of the most closely
would be
watched referendums around the country yesterday, by
correct.
The way.
Correct. Yeah, so, the Houston mayor, who's gay,
back
supported
up just
it.
One second. One yes. second. Mm-hmm. This would allow men who dress up as women.
Transgender people to use
the bathroom that they've changed
correct.
To rather than the bathroom that
have they
used
had
to
their
use.
Parts changed?
Not clear.
I don't think it was clear in the ordinance. Basically, no. It said it would protect against gay and transgender people who wanted to use men. It would allow
Why would
even
it
men
would
dresses.
Make a difference if the parts have been changed. You go sit on the toilet. What's the difference?
Yeah. That's what opponents to the bill were saying, but it was an anti-discrimination bill. It wasn't about using the bathroom.
Supporters sold it as an anti-discrimination measure.
It wasn't.
Right.
The text wasn't, but it was sold completely differently.
They're calling it the bathroom ordinance.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So
that's what people who didn't want it to pass
right.
said
twisted
that it was the bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what
but
they
it
said.
Had to be part of it, right? That actually
no,
had to
it
be
wasn't.
Part of it?
No,
it had nothing
it wasn't.
To do with bathrooms?
No. Not at all.
Mm-mm. So what did it have to do with then?
Had to
discrimination
do with discrimination.
Of employment,
but what does that
housing.
Mean? I mean, that like, you, what are the details?
If you're gay, they won't hire you.
Right.
If you are markedly gay, there are companies who will not hire you.
I
and then you
get
into the whole
you,
thing of, well, if I own my own company and I don't want to hire somebody that's gay, I shouldn't have to hire somebody
how
who's gay.
How could they call it a bathroom ordinance then? And I'm saying, I know people sell it and spin it in different ways, and there's obviously probably multiple elements to this bill. But if it didn't have anything to do with bathrooms, how could they say that it did?
Because, what do you mean,
politics.
How could they say that they could? They could say whatever they want
Well, it
to.
Depends on who called it that. The opponents labeled it that in their advertising, and that was it.
Right.
But if it didn't, it would have to have something to do with bathrooms.
Why?
I'm just so stuck on this. Come on now.
No, because I'm just curious.
Do we have to have a law every time somebody gets offended? Really? Really?
If that were the case, I'd outlaw you.
Yeah, I offend you every day.
Yes.
What are you going to do about it?
Find you're very offensive.
Because they're saying that this, I mean, I'm just reading into it a little more, and it says that Houston could have will lose out on major events like the Super Bowl because it does have something to do with the bathroom situation.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't. But that was just the fear to get people to vote against it.
Right, so they aren't going to let football
bad
players go to the
by
ladies'
USA
room?
I'm voting against it anyway because I'm tired of voting. Everybody's offended, and now we have to have a law.
And we have to. No, this is good, though. Every day we're going to have something that offends Richie.
Every day.
I think we should plan on that.
We should have it at
Kenny,
like
when
the
you're
20s.
Putting things together for the program, make sure there's at least one thing that offends Richie.
Right.
Can we have it Tuesday at 4:50 or at 50 past the hour?
It's actually 14 past the hour in a moment or two. Ali Velshi is going to be with us. We're going to talk about a study that was done regarding these red light cameras that Richie was talking about a few minutes ago.
It will offend you.
This is offensive. This is damnable, in fact. That's up next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you a rubbernecker? Will you slow down to look at an accident? Well, most will. Why? Because it serves a purpose. And here's the social science of it. It plays on relative deprivation theory.
I'm sorry, sir. I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you see a car wreck, it's only human nature, even with full-blown empathy, to be glad it's another person's problem.
Oh, I get it.
This explains why your friends laugh when you embarrass yourself, or why years ago, public executions turned into carnivals, or why you watch TV talk shows full of other people's pain, or why you'll watch a car chase for hours and hours.
It'll make you feel better.
It's making me feel better.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Rubbernecking is a way to indirectly, believe it or not, count your blessings. You thought you had problems, but nothing like the mess you just witnessed. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you ever feel like your life is cluttered?
Too much stuff and too many things to do can leave us feeling exhausted.
Psychologist Jim Taylor offers these tips to declutter areas of your life.
Technology. Opt out. Delete. Uninstall. Unplug.
Your world. Throw out. Empty. Clear. Sell. Donate.
Time. Unschedule. Don't overcommit. Say no.
Your mind. Clarify. Prioritize. Simplify.
Your body. Eat nutritiously. Exercise. Relax.
Feel calm, free, and happy by uncluttering your life. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This right-winger scored nearly 1,100 points in 15 NHL seasons. He won a gold medal with Canada's 2002 Olympic hockey team and the Stanley Cup with the Calgary Flames in 1989.
Messier gets it away. Here's Fleury looking for his first goal of the series. Scores!
So where is Theo Fleury now? Theo fell on hard times as substance abuse and a wild lifestyle left him broken divorced. He released his autobiography, Playing with Fire, in 2009, where he talks about being sexually abused by his junior hockey coach, Graham James. Today, Theo helps raise awareness about sexual abuse by talking to kids throughout the U.S. and Canada.
There's lots of people that need support so that they can be able to come out and tell their story.
Theo Fleury, standing up for the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
We have a quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Ali Velshi with us, who's an anchor for Al Jazeera. It's a cable news channel that covers all the news everybody else does. Some people like it and some people don't. And it's really kind of silly that people like it or don't like it based on the name, because they are not any different than NBC, ABC, CBS. But some people say, oh, are you kidding with a name like that? They've got to be pro-Muslim. So I'm not sure how we take the pro-Muslim approach, Ali, to this when it comes to the red light camera fiasco around the country. This is something that is universally hated, and it is universally wrong. You have covered the this fellow that runs the leading manufacturer of red light cameras, Redflex, pleading guilty to bribery charges in both Ohio and in Illinois. So what's the rest of the story here?
Yeah, so look, red lights, running red lights is dangerous. There's no question about that. In the last 10 years or so, probably 9,000 people in America have been killed by them, and that's because these T-bone crashes are, you know, amongst the most serious types of crashes you can have. So back in 2003, Chicago started installing these red light cameras. They installed 384 of them. Well, it turns out, around 2012, we found out that the Deputy Transportation Commissioner in Chicago, the guy who had overseen the selection and installation of the places that they would go in, was getting a kickback of $1,500 per red light camera to go in. So this guy made $1 million.
Wow. Yeah. Sweet.
So the bottom line is that, you know, nobody ever likes these red light cameras, and we can discuss the studies about what they do for traffic safety, but in Chicago, nothing. People are just mad. They associate the red light cameras with corruption and graft, which, as you know, is not brand new to the city of Chicago.
Right.
And they, so as far as they're concerned, the city is in the hole right now for $754 million, and since these red light cameras have been in, they've brought in $500 million. So they're municipal crack for the city, and that's the issue. Are these good? Are they there because they're good for public safety?
No.
Or are they there because they're easy to get people and get money? And finally, they do. It's not the same thing. A rear-end collision is virtually never fatal compared to a T-bone crash, but they have increased rear-end collisions by 22%. I know that I've done that. When I think there's a red light camera and a light changes and I'm not sure I'm going to make it, I slam my brakes on, and then I look in my rearview mirror to see if there's anybody else going to hit me. So a lot of issues around
red light
camera.
I'm hoping the camera, when I go through, will see my middle finger.
Allie, have they looked into the timing of the yellow light to be able to entrap more people with the red light camera?
Yes. So federal guidelines say that yellow light intervals should be 3.2 seconds. That seems to be enough time for your brain to get around what's going on and for you to make a good judgment based on your speed and the condition of the road to stop. Chicago has said that the red light intervals, the yellow light intervals should be 3 seconds. Now, we can agree with that or not agree with that, but that's the standard that Chicago has set. But some people say that the yellow light intervals in Chicago, as many as 75% of the intersections, are shorter than 3 seconds, and our spot check of one of them in Chicago confirmed this. It was 2.87 seconds. Not that much, but when you're making that kind of
a lot. It is in those, yes, absolutely. That's a lot of time in that circumstance.
So add that, Allie, to the amount of T-bone versus rear end, and how is the government hurting people here when it comes to
people
the crash
are being
statistics?
Hurt because of this, just so they can get money.
Not just financially, but how many crashes is the government causing by changing the yellow lights?
I'm making the point that you're making. It's the same thing. This is more than outrageous. This is damning.
They're saying that the number of T-bone crashes is down precipitously, and that's true. The number of rear end crashes is up 22%. But that one particular light that I was telling you about, the one we saw, and their critics say there are many of them. There's a guy called the red light doctor. If you get a ticket, he goes and measures the yellow light interval. One of those lights, they've been publishing, or they've been issuing a million tickets a year. I mean, these things are bringing in tons and tons of money. And by the way, you started off by talking about the CEO of Redflex, one of the main makers of this thing. This is apparently their way of doing business. They pay bribes to officials to get these things installed.
So where else in the country is this happening?
Where
else in the country will they find that this has been happening? Everywhere?
You know, federal investigators are looking all over the place, and one of the frustrations people have, again, in a place like Chicago, you know, Chicago's got a bit of a crime problem. So the idea is, you know, we're interviewing people who say, put some cameras on our streets here in the south side of Chicago.
Yeah. Let's see where you find the guy who, one of the 42 guys is going to murder somebody this week
in
Chicago.
Why don't we get them on a camera? Public safety. You worry about public safety. Why don't we do that? And if your technology is that good, put cameras. I mean, obviously, there'll be civil libertarians who'll have some issues with that, but that's the issue. Is that they're not convinced that this is great for public safety?
It isn't.
And these shares of this company are way down. They were $4.15 back in 2005. 35 cents a share now.
Allie Velshi here on Good Day.